This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
With the gun deer season set to start tomorrow, we're looking at where Wisconsin is when it comes to chronic wasting disease. It's been well over a decade since chronic wasting disease was first discovered in the state. Today, it's spread to 38 of Wisconsin's 72 counties.
After years of pursuing a more aggressive approach that included sharpshooters and a lengthened gun deer season, the state is now scaling back its efforts for a more light-handed approach to CWD management. Our next guest compares Michigan's more aggressive approach to the disease with Wisconsin's, says the spread of the disease in our state could have bigger consequences than we realize.
Paul Smith wrote about that issue recently. He's the outdoor editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica. Good afternoon.
Well, what was the state's first approach when it came to managing chronic wasting disease?
When the disease was discovered in South Central Wisconsin in 2002, Wisconsin officials took a very aggressive stance toward managing the disease. The expressed goal at the time was eradication. And they knew at that time that was a very lofty goal. In fact, once this disease gets established, there has been no case where if it's in a large enough area that it's actually been eradicated. So it's a very difficult disease to handle. However, they go at it very aggressively, and after using these measures such as sharpshooting and lengthened seasons, they started getting some pushback from landowners and some members of the hunting community, and started to back off on those efforts after several years. And additional testing also showed that the disease was more widespread than at first hoped. So where we find ourselves now after 13 years is the department no longer tries to control the disease, but merely conducts spotty surveillance around the state.
Right, and you write that in 2012, the Deer Trustees Report advised a more passive approach to chronic wasting disease management. Why did they make that recommendation at that time?
Yeah, that was in response to concerns from some landowners and some hunters and others, say wildlife watchers. The deer resource does have value, you know, to many people in our state, and there was a enough pushback from folks who didn't want, for instance, sharpshooting occurring on their property or near their properties, and the Deer Trustees Report recognized that, and wildlife management is very challenging, of course. And their statement was in response to call to our DNR to start trying to work more hand-in-hand with folks in the community. It's not been a policy that's been followed by other states, of course. As an example, it's just to our south in Illinois, and also over in Michigan.
We're talking with Paul Smith right now, outdoors editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's joining us to talk about Wisconsin's approach to chronic wasting disease on the eve of the deer hunting season. And Paul, you mentioned different approaches going on in both Illinois and Michigan, and you especially zero in on Michigan. What is Michigan doing differently?
They have the advantage of finding the disease in two small areas. In 2008, it was found at a deer farm, and then earlier this year, it was found in three wild deer near Lansing, Michigan. Both of those sites were in the Lower Peninsula. And what they're doing differently is they're going at it very aggressively, and they don't show any signs of backing off on their policy. Just this month, they unveiled a campaign called Keep the UPCWD Free. As part of that, they won't allow Wisconsin deer carcasses to be brought into the state of Michigan whole. So if a hunter shot a deer in Wisconsin, they would have to debone the meat from the carcass and bring it back into Michigan. So they're using sharpshooters. They're issuing additional deer permits in an effort to kill more deer in that area near Lansing. They've already killed 1,500 deer. So their early efforts in Michigan look very much like Wisconsin's did initially. And I think what Michigan probably will do is stick to the course that Illinois has followed, where they continue since 2002 to use sharpshooters and aggressive measures to try to keep the disease in at lower prevalence rates. That's been the only way to try to keep it low, and who knows what will be available in the future.
And wildlife officials in Michigan have been pretty strong in expressing why they're taking this more aggressive approach. What have they said? It sounds like they're taking a long view.
Yes, they have. And this is one of the things that points out the contrast between Wisconsin and other states is the Michigan officials, for instance, have said this is, we may not see it in the next few years, but the impact will be seen by our grandchildren, by future generations. And one of their biologists has experience in the state of Wyoming, where the disease has been present for about 40 years. And his statements were that their deer herds there rarely, or they're dominated by deer that are 2.5 years old or younger. And the deer just don't reach older age because of the disease. And that, for instance, for some of our deer hunting community, including me, who likes to see bigger, older bucks with bigger antlers, that's a big concern. The disease is still being studied, and new information becomes available every year. So this information about it actually impacting the age structure and the size of a deer or elk herd is very interesting. And that's one of the things that really should cause concern to people and cause people to ask hard questions.
Well, so we can't turn back the clock on chronic wasting disease here in Wisconsin. We are where we are. So what would you like to see us do now that there's sort of a lighter hand with the management approach that we're taking? What do you think we should do going forward?
Well, just about half of Wisconsin still is considered non-CWD affected. So we still have a good portion of the state that doesn't have the disease. And if we had sufficient political support for some stricter measures and, to be frank, more education about the disease and the risks for the future, you might be able to get public support to start to put in place measures to increase deer harvests. And increase testing, get funding for testing and also for research. One of the things that's lacking now is a live test. So this disease can only be done on tissues taken from a dead animal. So the farmed cervid industry, the deer farms, and they may move animals that have CWD, but it can't be detected until after the animal's dead. There could be a rally to increase research, to increase the number of tests. This year, the state is only scheduled to test 4,000 animals. In 2002, it tested more than 40,000. And also, perhaps some political efforts to put in place things with our farm servant industry to make sure that every measure is followed to prevent transmission from farmed animals to the wild.
You mentioned education. What kind of education would you like to see?
Well, you know, tomorrow I'll be one of about 600,000 people that'll be going out into the field in search of deer here in Wisconsin. And the messages related to CWD are very muted in Wisconsin now. For instance, the health department has, since 2003, recommended Wisconsinites get their deer tested for CWD and not consume any meat from a CWD-positive animal. I'm holding the meat from a buck that I shot 3 weeks ago in my freezer, waiting for that test result. And I've made the decision that I won't eat CWD-positive meat. But I would prefer that every hunter that's going to go out in the field tomorrow is carrying that knowledge with them, that this is our health department's recommendation, don't eat it, and that's echoed by the Centers for Disease Control. So that's one thing. The other is just the areas in the state where this is found, and hunters could actually play a role by shooting more deer and calling for longer seasons in cases let's say, at the disease periphery. This year, there's going to be no holiday hunt, which was a late December hunt that was generally used to help reduce deer populations. And if hunters were able to get a unified voice and they understood the risk associated with the CWD and the long-term health of their deer herd, I think that maybe we could see some changes in policy.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Paul Smith is the outdoors editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about Wisconsin's approach to chronic wasting disease. His piece is up right now on the Central Time Facebook page.
I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.